may be seated. Some people are rejoicing this morning, and other people are crying. Some are crying for joy, and others for sorrow. We had our election last night. People cast their vote, and the people's will be honored. You know, no matter what you think of the candidates, to live in a country where the people's voice is honored is quite something. And we can be thankful, thank God that we live in a country where we still have these freedoms. We are people who are very responsible, especially as Christians. We are called to support our leaders. When Obama was in office, we were called to pray for him. And now that Trump will be taking office, we are called to pray for him and for all the cabinet members. And I wonder who in the world would want that job. But there is a real sense as Christians where we say God has placed him there, and now we don't gain anything by trying to undermine him, or as undermining any of our leaders, but we are to support and pray for them. Whether we agree, you know, we don't all agree on anything, on everything. None of us do. None of us agree on everything. But they are our leaders. So, we are called to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Don't expect our government leaders to be the light of the world and salt of the earth when we struggle to do that ourselves. So let's take upon ourselves our own responsibilities that we have in our homes, in our communities, as fathers and mothers, as children, as Christians, to be that light. And you know, when it really comes right down to it, the biggest struggle we have is not on the national level, it's right in our hearts. And may God give us the grace to call all the powers of heaven and God himself to work in our hearts, to work in my heart, to work in your heart, so that we may be the people God has called us to be, that we may be the light, that we may be the voice of hope, that we may share the gospel of good news in Jesus Christ. And don't forget to pray for your leaders. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.